14-13. Cougars back within one still. But Western Wyoming trying to build on that as it's going to be Victoria Tiamani to serve. Danny Grace, good dig out. It's going to be Prince-Alves. Bump setting this for Youngblood in the back row. Peralt pops it up to Keck over far side. Larson tips it into the block. Back to the Mustang side. Keck back sets this one for, Allen. Dugout backside by Youngblood. Gonsalves sets up. Arujo denied it. The net kept alive by the Cougars. Back to the Mustang side and dumped over by Allen. Give her her fifth kill now. No assist on that one. It's 15-13. 2-point lead now, and Tiavane will serve. Over the net, she sends this one. Grace pops it back over the Mustang side. Jousted for it. It's going to be sent over to the Cougars. Gonsalves sets up for Arujo. Down and in the back line. Deborah Arujo, only her second kill of the contest here, will make it 15-14. Cougars back within one. Reynolds talking to a few of his players on the left side of the court as he discusses something with them. And that'll send it back to Alex Revere to serve. This ball line just over net. Peralt misplays. It's going to be set forward and come across as a two-hit violation finally called. I believe that on Elise Larson as she misplayed that ball by a ton. 15-15, Cougars back to even. Alex Revere to serve, sends this over. Line drive popped up by Medici on the back row. Keck just dumps one across the Cougars. And it's going to be freed over somehow by Revere after Grace got it off her foot. Keck back sets this. Larson tips it over, dug out by Youngblood. Gonsalves sets up. Arujo flies one back corner. Caught the back corner by Arujo, and the Cougars take the lead again. Excuse me, they call a violation on the Cougars, and the ball will go over. A point goes over to Western Wyoming. I believe they called two hits on Deborah Arujo. 16-15. Western Nebraska back down by one. Back to serve is Christiansen. Holds it out before tossing it up and sending this one lined over. Grace takes it out. Gonsalves back sets this. Megan Johnson hammers it down, dug out by Tiavane. Keck sets this up for Medici. Hammers one down outside of Revere's reach. Medici gets that one. A strong kill coming there from the sophomore, showing why she is very potential in All-American for Western Wyoming. Christiansen will serve. Sent over. Popped up by Grace Gonsalves. Dumps one through. Popped up into the air. Both by Tiavani. Keck sets up. And it's again denied at the net by Fernanda Gonsalves. Fernanda gets her second block. And it's 17-16. Cougars back within one again. Trying to pull out the lead right now. They've had chances but have not been able to push it over. Fernanda will serve for the Cougars. Bouncing it back in front of her. She runs up, sends this one across. Peralt pops up in the air. Keck sets up right side for Medici. And she hits it around the block of Suarez, down and in. And Medici gets her third kill, another assist for Keck. And that makes it 18-16. And back to serve will be Arielle Allen. She sends this one up and into the net. So Allen gets the first service error of the contest for either team, making it 18-17 on the Region West Medical Center scoreboard. Far court, 19-19 between Blinn and San Jack. They're playing for a berth in the semifinals as well. Arujo tosses it high in the air, spins it down. Peralt pops it up, though. Back set by Keck for a shot coming this time from Ostermill. Kept alive back to the Mustang side. Tipped over. Megan Johnson keeps alive. Arujo bump set from Suarez. He hits it down and into the crowd right in front of me. Arujo gets her third kill. Lice gets a rare assist, and they're knotted up at 18 apiece. Deborah gives herself the serve on the back line again. Trying to get the Cougars lead, runs up, sends one spinning down, dug out by Tiavani. Keck bump sets it over to Medici, hits it through everybody, but Revere there to dig it out. Gonsalves back set to Lice, tipped over the net, Peralt right there though. Dug out, Keck sets up Medici again, popped up by Gonsalves with an elbow dig back to the Mustang side where Ostermiller hammers one back. The dig just went too far, and Ostermiller took advantage for her first kill. The 6-2 sophomore making it 19-18, Western Wyoming. Keck to serve, runs up, sends it over. Revere, good pop-up. Youngblood's going to set this one over for Arujo from the back line. Tries to drop it on the back line of Western Wyoming, but too long. First hitting error for Deborah Arujo, and that makes it now 20-18. Keck to serve again. She runs up, sends this over. Too long off the back line. Rivera let it bounce, and Michaela Keck has her first hitting error, and the Cougars are once again within one. They have not been able to take the lead from Western Wyoming. Will they tie it up and take it here? It's up to Tasha Meyer to get it started with the serve. Sends this over down the middle, popped up by Medich, misplayed. Tiavani bumps it. It's going to be freed over by Ostermiller. Meyer to Gonsalves, middle step, blocked at the net is Huddleston, kept alive by Gonsalves, bump set for a back row shot by Arugio, tips the net towards him, and each didn't see that coming. Arugio gets her fourth kill. And Tasha Meyer gets her first set assist. 20-20. 20-20 vision here at the West Plains Civic Center. Cougars need a lead. Meyer sends it over. Medich up in the air, set up by Keck, and it's going to be misplayed, but freed over by Medich. Arugio, pass to Gonsalves, set for Lais, into the block, but kept alive by Arugio. Meyer, back step for Arugio, this time blocked at the net and down. Ostermiller coming up huge. Talked about her in the pregame. She's averaging almost a block per set, and it's 21-20, and Oliviera Medich will have to serve. Over surveys the crowd. Now bounce the ball in front of her before tossing it up and sending this across. Rivera pops it up. Joust it for played for Youngblood, though. Peralt can't dig out her serve or her hit. And Danica gets her first kill. Gonsalves with the assist. Make it 21-21. Cougars, once again, another chance to take the lead. They have had five chances now to overtake the lead, but have not been able to push that limit. Oh, it's Suarez serving it long on the back row, and once again, the ball goes back to Western Wyoming. 22-21. Peralt will serve. First set here at the West Plains Civic Center. And the libero for the Mustangs runs up, sends it across. Grace, good pop-up. Gonsalves sets up for you. Huddleston hits it through the block and down. Didn't hit it hard, but hit it in the right spot, and Huddleston gets her third kill. And that sends it back. Youngblood will serve. 22-22. Youngblood to send it across. Runs up, sends this over. Peralt up in the air. Keck has to run to get to it, but a setup for Larson. Into the net and down. The Cougars up 23-22. Larson denied at the net. I'm giving that a hitting error, as it looked like it got more net than anything else. And it drops down. Cougars take a one-point lead. Youngblood will serve again. Bounces the ball in front of her before walking up on the right side and sending it over. Peralt up in the air. Keck can set this middle for Tiavani. Denied at the net, but onto the Cougars' side through the block. 23-23. Good kill there for Tiavana. 23-23, and it'll give her the serve. Victoria, standing on the back line on the near side, sends this over. Rivera, good dig out. Gonsalves sets it up for Arugio, dropping it down in front of Peralt. Hammered through, and it's 24-23 set point. Can the Cougars take the first set from the Western Wyoming Mustangs? It'll be Alex Rivera to serve. The Cougars fans getting up on their feet over to the right of me. Alex Rivera to serve. Folks, I'm pacing here. This is intense. Rivera up in the air. Peralt to Keck. Back set. It's going to be hit by Allen. Dug out by Grace. Gonsalves bumps that back row for Youngblood, who frees one across. Dug out by Tiavani. Keck back set again for Allen. Denied at the net. Kept alive by the Mustangs. Keck sends this over and across. Gonsalves sets it backwards. Arugio down inside. No, outside the line. 24-24. We're headed for extras. Extra points in the first set. Same thing on the far side. We're 25-25. Second hitting error for Arugio now, as it's going to be Christiansen to serve. Ball squirts over into the Cougars' court. Megan Johnson sends it back over to the far side, and it's going to be Christiansen to serve, as I said. Whistle blows. Sends it over. Arugio pops up. Gonsalves sets up for Deborah. She drops it inside the line. Gets the kill. The Cougars back with a one-point lead. Deborah making up for her hitting error on the last one. Gets the kill there. And the Cougars once again have a chance to win it. Gonsalves to serve on the back line. Standing about 6 feet behind the back line. Checks to see where to serve it to. Nods her head. as she bounced it in front of her, still waiting for the whistle to blow. And now everything is in position. Arugio runs, or excuse me, Gonsalves runs up, sends across. Peral to Keck. Set up for Medich at the net. Denied. Peral keeps in the air. Keck back sets it. It's going to be hit down by Medich. Bumped up by Youngblood. Gonsalves sets up for Dever. Drops it down in the back line. Tiavana slow to get there, and the Cougars take set number one, 26-24. Will take a break and come back with more coverage from West Plains on Big Time Small Town Media and Double Q Country coverage of the National Championship semifinals.